Hey, this is Pablo and Miguel.
Yeah, Pablo and Miguel.
Old buddies from the Vancouver Island days.
And the tent days.
The tent days.
Which a lot of people have no idea what we're talking about.
No, but those that do, they'll be smiling.
Yeah.
So we're going to just take a few minutes just to talk about a few things and ask a few questions and just reminisce a little bit about what's going on the island. So Mike here is working down on Chiapas. I was going to say, I'm not sure if I say it right.
Tuxtla,
yeah. Tuxtla, Chiapas. There we go, Chiapas.
In the state of Chiapas.
Chiapas, which is very way down south of Mexico. And Mike actually, him and I both go back. We've got common roots. We both went to Christ for the Nations. And he ended up starting a Christ for the Nations Institute school, Bible school, in Guadalajara and ran that for quite a number of years. And then you went down south and now you're pastoring a church there.
Yeah, it's all a big learning curve. And still on that curve. I was assistant pastor for 5 years in Guadalajara, but learning through when you make that transition, when God transitions you to be the senior leader, there's a lot of learning to do. It's kind of like apples and oranges. They're both fruit, but they're way different.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I remember too, when we took the leadership of the church, it's like when you're not the lead guy, I remember, thinking, why doesn't he do that? And why don't you do this? And, you think you have all these answers. And then you step into the driver's seat and it's a whole different ballgame. You got the brakes and the clutch and the gas and, and the speed limits and the passengers. And it's just a whole other ballgame, right?
It's just not your one little, I got to take care of that little dial there.
That's right, yeah. So good. So you're pastoring down there and that's awesome. So we don't have a gob of time here, so we'll keep moving along. But you've recently come back to the island and you've probably heard a little bit about what's happening. What's your impression of what's going on the island right now and just what you've heard from the churches and the places you've ministered or whatever?
I think two of the words I think that sums up what I've seen is that there is a hunger for God that I've heard people talk about and wanting just a hunger for God right from Port Hardy down to Victoria. Mm-hmm. I was ministering with Bruce down in NLJ and the hunger that's being stirred up, they have these meetings, and they're not even like normal meetings, they're just no program, they just have them all during the week. And Bruce says it can be 40, 12, 20, 40 people.
Wow.
And they don't come with any agenda, they don't even try and we're going to get something. They're just getting together and just, people are getting hungry and we just want to minister to the Lord.
Yeah.
And hearing that also in, up here, the Central Island up to Port Hardy, and so I hear that, I get the hunger from God, just that's happening all over, and the unity and the network that's getting set up. Yeah. And it's not even a certain denomination. No one's got a corner on it.
Yeah.
Not even a certain city. And just the communication, the support, and the doing meetings and working for the kingdom of God. Not even our church. Our territory.
Yeah.
But it's just
serving each other, serving and honoring each other and
lifting up Jesus and extending the kingdom.
Yeah.
And even if it's not going to, hey, how's it going to add people to my congregation? That's not even on the radar of a lot of these pastors are jumping in this.
That really tells us, doesn't it, that something's really shifted and happened that's really starting to really become evident where that's that spirit of, yeah, not just me and my turf and my corner, but how can we bless this island? How can we bless my whole community? How can all the churches grow? How can we reach this community? So something really happening in the hearts of God's people.
It's wonderful what's going on, awesome. Bro.
Yeah.
I feel God's just setting up the island.
Yeah. Wonderful. That's cool. And I know that the tent meetings, back to them again, we've only got about a minute or so left here, but even the tent meeting days, it was really kind of pioneering that, wasn't it? Because the tent meetings, it was drawing in people up in Campbell River from youth, from all up and down the island. And as I was sharing with you, we recently had a young guy who, got saved in some of those meetings and kind of missed the boat for a few years and kind of got off track. And lo and behold, he banged down my door the other day at the end of a pastor's meeting and invaded our meeting and basically rededicated his life to the Lord. And so it's funny, some of these people from that era are being stirred up and drawn back in again as well. And so I know there's a lot of pioneering that went on with Drew and Laurie and Captain Cook, we call him there, John Overholt.
John Overholt for giving you the interpretation there.
Yeah, it's the interpretation. So awesome. Well, we're going to have to take this to a part two because we've got about 10 seconds left or whatever. But
adios, amigos.
So adios.
We'll see you in part two.
Yeah, part two. We'll see you there.